Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Over 800 policy resolutions were submitted this year from county farm bureaus and state advisory committees for consideration by the Farm Group's Resolution Committee, meeting today through Friday in Louisville. Committee Chair and Bureau Vice President Eddie Melton says the three-day organizing chore prepares the policy suggestions for consideration by the Farm Group's voting delegates at their annual meeting in December. And the issue at the top of this year's list?
The one we received the most on this year on the state level was protecting our sales tax exemptions in agriculture as far as our inputs and farm equipment. I know the governor has appointed a Blue Ribbon Tax Commission to relook at our tax code, but our sales tax exemptions to our farmer members are very important to them, and they want those protected.
The range of suggested policies runs the gamut, but as you might expect in current economic times, the number two top issue was a fiscal matter as well.
The other tax-related issue was, of course, protecting House Bill 44, which is in our policy book, but it was reiterated by our members that they wanted House Bill 44 left as it is, which will only let property taxes go up 4%. It can't go up over 4% at one time.
After consolidation and refinement, the resolutions list will be dealt with at the Farm Bureau annual meeting December 5th through the 8th at the Galt House in Louisville. We'll be right back.
Don't miss any of the excitement at this year's North American Championship Rodeo. Louisville's Freedom Hall, November 8, 9, and 10, 7:30 nightly. Appearing this year, John Payne, the one-armed bandit, Pro Rodeo's Entertainer of the Year. The rodeo is just a part of the North American International Livestock Expo. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster or go to livestockexpo.org for more information. It's hide, hump, hooves, and horns, all for you at the North American Championship Rodeo.
Regulatory issues, fiscal matters, transportation, support of ag research and education, the list of issues on farmers' minds is long. But, says Farm Bureau Vice President Eddie Melton, because of current economic conditions, tax and fiscal affairs are prominent, referring again to protecting House Bill 44.
Of course, in agriculture, farmers, our land is our largest asset that we have, and if they were to go more than 4%, it gets into the bottom line for agriculture.
On national issues, the inability of Congress to act on a new farm bill drew an understandable rebuke from farmers and several policy resolutions.
September 30th, what was the current farm bill expired. I think they did a continuing resolution that continued on to let things that were part of the farm bill to work forward, but our members want a farm bill in place so that we can make plans for next year. Of course, crop insurance is a huge issue to our members, especially after the drought we had this year.
The Farm Group's annual meeting, December 5th through the 8th in Louisville. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.